This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.
Time to take a deep breath and clear your mind. It's time for a spiritual chat with Love Keras. Listen in now for insight, meaning and more. Love Keras, on now, only on RTFM.
And good morning, you're listening to Love Keras on Access Radio or RTFM. And this morning I am joined again by the delicious Linda Northcott. How are you doing, Linda?
I am doing very good. It's such a joy to be here. Hello, everyone.
Thanks for coming back, and our listeners will recognise a few repeated offenders over the next couple of months. And I just because I love talking to you, and there's so many things that we can talk about.
Yes.
Yes. So if you don't know me, my name is Keras, and I'm kind of well known in the area for what I do. I'm a body worker, I'm a therapist, both emotional and physical. I'm also the author and artist of a deck of cards called Peace of Mind, an Intuitive Healing Process. And this is just one of the processes that I absolutely love, and I'm on the journey to discovering many others. And the delightful Linda, oh my God, I could swish her. Tell us about yourself, Linda. Let's pretend nobody knows you.
Alrighty. Okay. Well, I'm Taranaki, born and bred. A beautiful mix of Māori, Irish and Scandinavian. My Māori heritage is Te Atiawa, Ngā Tarahiri. And I live in Fitzroy. I've got a little studio in the garden, and I've had that for over 10 years now. I've been a healing practitioner for over 20, and I teach Reiki, and I just love everything that it brings through as far as the places you can go and helping people and empowering people is one of my greatest passions.
Oh, absolutely. And you do it so well. So well.
Thank you.
Yeah, I've come to, not just to record a show with Linda today, I've come to experience Linda's amazing healing abilities for myself. I've just had a delicious somatic healing ceremony.
Yeah, so somatic, for those that don't know, somatic is embodied. So it's giving the body the opportunity to bring things to the surface that are ready to be cleared. And it's your body that does all the work, quite frankly.
Yeah. And it's incredible, you know, the things that you thought you'd let go of, they just hide away.
Yeah, and sometimes I've been there for lifetimes.
Oh, my God. Mm. You know, we've had a couple of bits come through this morning, which actually blew me away too.
Yeah, you never know. Everyone, every single session is just so totally different.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Ah. So, tell us more about your workshops and things that you were offering to the public, because I know you've had a few Reiki workshops up lately.
Yeah, I have lately. I've just had a beautiful human, Corey Haddock, working with me all year doing his master teachers. So this year we've done level 1, 2, 3, and part of your masters, as far as being a master teacher, is you have to attend and assist with all of those classes. So that's taken us a year, and it's been absolutely magical. So Corey's out there now, fully in his masterdom, although he was a master already. But that was absolutely beautiful. I did a sound bath for another beautiful Taranaki healer the other day that I was asked to do, and that was really magical too. So I've got no workshops on the immediate horizon. I've had a couple of people ask me that they're keen when I put one out, so we'll just see what lands.
Nice. Yeah. I know Corey well, and Corey has been a guest on my show, so soon we'll have to grab him back and ask him a little bit more about his journey. Now he's progressed and lots of new adventures to listen to.
Yeah, yeah, he's an incredibly talented human being.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's what I love about the healing. What do we call them? The modalities.
Yes, yeah. I mean, there's so many out there, and it's just whatever resonates for you. And what I like over the years is I've been studying for so long, always learning and putting new little, you know, you pick up bits and pieces from everything.
You melt it into your own.
Yeah, and make it your own, and just whatever that person requires is what comes through. So it's, yeah. It's
I liken it to making a pot of tea. When you're with the healer, it's like having a cup of tea, having a pot of tea, yeah? And you put the tea bag in, and that tea bag is who the healer is, who you are. Because, you know, you've got different flavours, yeah? You might have the herbs or all the different spices all go into that tea bag. And then you pop that tea bag into the pot, and then source is the water. Because the water is what does the work, you know, the source is what does the healing or encourages the healing to take place, I should say. Yeah. But when you mix the hot water with the tea bag, you get your very own special blend.
Yeah, and it infuses.
Yeah, infusion of many different things. Because, you know, I've done a lot of different modalities through my time. And before I went away to Wales, my business was called Absolute Body and Soul. Because that's where I truly learned that it's not just the body, it's also the mind and the energy behind it that traps those problems into place.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, it's so complex and yet so simple at the same time.
Absolutely. And why do they not teach this in schools, you know? Why is this something that's kept secret from everybody? Because, you know, when I was a child, if I fell over and hurt myself, nothing healed me better than a good old hug.
Yeah.
Or a cutch.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you fall over and a cutch from mum or dad would make everything feel so much better. Or in my dad sense, he'd say, come here, let me rub it better for you. And sometimes the rubbing the better would always feel worse. But it did well, it did good. The love was there, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, we could go down the whole rabbit hole of the patriarchal system that our schooling is and how it's not really there to empower.
No, it's not.
But we won't go there.
That's a different episode.
Yeah. That's not a very uplifting one.
No.
Yes.
But, yeah, there's so being able to... I mean, I've got a young one myself now. He's 9. But he is so full of energy. It's pure love. It's pure light. Mm. And until that process, you know, like this, is somebody tells him different, I'll always tell him he is capable of doing whatever he wants to do. He's capable of being whatever he wants to be.
Yeah. And the old way of schooling, like especially in even the Māori way of schooling, is you learn together and you hold each other up and you rise together and you support each other. And there's not the competition that there is in schools today, like in our Western society. It's all about competition and being the best and being better than someone else and competing with someone else.
Yep.
And it's not a really healthy model.
No.
No,
there's no compassion.
No, and they don't feel good enough.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I couldn't win that race for whatever reason, so I'm not worthy of even competing anymore.
Yeah.
And you know what? That does take a big stand on life in general, doesn't it? If somebody's there to knock you down all the time, you don't feel like standing up after a certain period of time.
Yeah, and if that happened, they say that a lot of your learning and beliefs come in before the age of 3.
Yeah.
So it can even be something that may not appear really big, but as a small child, that just... And once it's in there, it takes... It, well, it takes something like healing
yeah.
to bring that to the surface and yeah. let it go. Because you can have all these unconscious beliefs of not being good enough, of not being whole, of not belonging, of these real core needs, and they can affect every part of your life as an adult, and you might not even know that you're holding them.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
No, it's definitely a progressive stance that I feel as a parent that I need to take to show that there is other ways of doing things.
Yeah, and everyone is that unique, weirdo way that we all have as individuals, and that's what I believe is required to shine.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not being like someone else. It's not trying to be like someone else. It's fully owning and loving and shining as your own unique being.
Absolutely. Yeah. 100%. And with that, do you have some music with us that will go with that theme by chance?
I do. Yes. Okay, the first one is called Created by Sound. And it's like they say the whole universe came into being, and the very first thing, and this is even in the Bible, the very first thing was sound. Sound is so powerful.
Yes.
Yeah. And I believe that it was through the universal collaboration of voice and sound that actually built the pyramids and did all sorts of wonderful things. So we'll bring that into being, this beautiful song about the creation. We are created by sound.
I love it. Thank you.
We are created by sound. We are created by the song of the universe. We are created by sound. We are created by the song of the universe, singing with the trees. Singing with the song of the universe, singing with the whales. Singing with the honeybees. We are created by sound. We are created by the song of the universe. We are created by sound. We are created by the song of the universe. Singing with the trees. Singing with the song of the universe. Singing with the whales. Singing with the honeybees. We are created by sound. We are created by the song of the universe. We are created by sound. We are created by the song of the universe. Singing with the trees. Singing with the song of the universe. Singing with the waves. We are created by the honeybee of the universe. We are created by sound. We are created by the song of the universe. We are created by sound. We are created by the song of the universe. Singing with the trees. Singing with the song of the universe. Singing with the whales. Singing with the song of the universe. Singing with the trees. Singing with the song of the universe. Singing with the whales. Singing with the honeybee of the universe.
That was beautiful. That was Created by Sound and Alexa Sunshine Rose. What a beautiful a cappella.
Yeah, purely voices.
Yes, and that's the whole thing about the vibration of noise and the vibration of sound.
Definitely.
And to be able to gift that as well, to be able to use your voice and gift that sound is it's amazing.
Yeah, it shifts lots of things.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I've just had a beautiful somatic healing from Linda, and apart from all the other stuff that came through, some long locked in, thought processes and patterns that I haven't really, you know, I didn't really give a thought to for many years. Well, I did back and forth, but it wasn't the centre of my life. And it's amazing how the releasing these things that have been caught onto you can help to move you forward in certain areas of your life. And as part of that healing, you brought through a beautiful sound healing as well and light language.
Yeah, I often do that when called to. It is purely channeled. So I'm, and I always sort of feel it in my throat.
Yes.
Before it comes through. But yeah. And I open my heart and away we go.
Absolutely. And you, I could hear bells. I was deep under. I was totally on a mission of my own. You led me through a beautiful meditation where I went to meet and greet lots of different people. But yeah. I could hear a lot of twinkling and.
Yes, I have this beautiful, beautiful, soundy thing. I'll give you guys a demo. And it's called a koshi. Koshi, and I'll tell you a little story. I do bring that forward sometimes, especially for high vibrational kind of clearings, and I put it through for a client the other day, and as soon as it and most people love it, it's very, as you heard, it's very gorgeous. But she just clasped her hands over, she had a massive reaction, and she clasped her hands over her ears and just, no. And I thought, oh, hello, this is interesting. And we did a past life progression, and what it was, it was a past life where something occurred to her, and I won't go into it specifically. Well, maybe I will. Okay, so she was buried in a box, and there was a string coming out of the top of it, and if she pulled on that, these bells would ring. So she kept hearing the bells as part of this experience when she was, in this horrible situation in a very, 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 very old life. I think it was Asian by memory. And so we went there, and we cleared that as far as you can't change things that have happened when you do the regressions, but you can bring forward your love and maybe some words, or you can share things with that part of yourself. So you're there as a witness. You're not there to re-traumatise. You're very much, I keep them very anchored and very safe where they are, which is here, lying on the bed. And in the healing room, but their consciousness and their memory is dropped into that field, but purely as the observer. And so we were able to get there and do that, and there would be some aspects of that trapped feeling, of that trauma, of that that being a victim, it came up for a reason. So that must have been in some way holding her back in this life.
Yeah.
So you just got to be open to all the weird and wonderful that comes through, and know to travel, you know, to follow those crumbs.
Yeah.
So sound, it's sound and smells, and you know, they trigger, they take you back, and they trigger so many memories.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, I can say the when you took me under. Not that I was hypnotized or deeply under, but you the words you speak and they lead you down a certain thought pattern, and the main thing that came through to me was my little baby.
Yes, didn't see that coming.
Did not see that coming at all. So for a little bit of background information, my beautiful daughter turns 22 next week, and I'm always sending her thoughts and sending her love. But what you might not know was my daughter was an IVF baby, and when she was implanted, she wasn't implanted alone. So there was another little Baba that should have been celebrating her 22nd birthday next week. And obviously the thought patterns, I've had to let that go. The baby did not come to fruition, but in my heart and in my soul, obviously she was still hanging around.
Yeah, and of course you've still got that love for her.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was like she came through to say, don't forget about me.
Yeah.
And I was able to give her lots of love and release her so that she can carry on her afterlife in peace and tranquility. Yeah. And, let's hope that...
Yeah. And part of that, I felt, was a healing for your daughter.
Yes.
You know, because often... If you were a twin, and I say there are so many of us that had this twin that died in utero, and they weren't always seen or acknowledged.
Yeah.
But the essence was there, and so people go through life feeling like part of them is missing.
Yeah.
And so it was beautiful just to put that piece in there. You know?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And, you know, I'm sure my daughter will start feeling that as well, feel as if that part of her soul has come back into place.
Yeah, I sort of felt that, that love and connection. Yeah.
I love that. Thank you so much for helping me through that process, Linda.
Oh, my pleasure, my utter joy.
And there was lots of other things that came through as well.
Yeah.
But, unless you sit down and literally, you know, you don't have, like you said, it's not a case of going back into the trauma and recreating or changing it, but accepting and acknowledging that this happened and it's okay to feel.
Yeah. And because there's no, you know, time is just so bizarre. So it collapses time and space, and so that soul that is in that actual space and in that trauma, I have no doubt that they feel our energy, and they feel that for that moment they are held and supported, and it does give them comfort and strength, and it certainly reaches all paradigms.
Certainly does.
And with the I had a lady very recently that came to me that was really upset, but we're never broken, but she was she'd had been abused and abandoned so many times in so many ways, and she, you know, she just didn't know any way forward, and she was really overwhelmed, and for her there was a lot, a lot of soul song, which is a lot of the channeled singing that I don't always do so much, but I did it right, nearly through the whole session in different ways. And it was like laying the song lines again, connecting and reconnecting them again within her, and letting her yet again feel the strength that she has and that she's held before in her beauty and going forward. This year has brought a lot of gnarly things up for people. It's that number 9 year, a year of endings, and that hasn't always been easy, and it's bringing so much stuff up for this, you know, to the surface for people. So if that's you, just know that it will pass, and it's here for a reason, and don't be scared. You know, they say to feel is to heal, and it is so true. So... yeah, just sending all so much love to you, and allow yourself to do that, and know that next year is going to be bright and fresh and exciting.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it, especially now that I've decided to put my healing first, and then I'm just blessed to speak with so many incredible healers.
Yeah.
You know, the different modalities.
We're so lucky here.
Oh, we are so lucky, very lucky. Yeah. But it's also a choice as well. You have to decide, now is my time.
Yes. Yeah, Yeah, but Taranaki is full of incredible hills.
Oh my God, isn't it just?
Yeah, that Maunga just draws them in.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
that mountain brought me back from Wales, I can tell you that much now.
I know. Yeah, so celebrating you for nine, that's a big thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what's next for Linda then?
Oh, good question. I've got a few things that have come up lately, and I have the intention of having a bit of space and actually doing some journaling, which is not something I do enough of, and really tapping in on you know, what is it that I really desire to be and do, and just having no expectations and just seeing what lands.
Yeah.
So yeah, I honestly can't say for sure. Yeah,
it's a big experimental process, life, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
It's giving it a go, and if it fits, it sits.
Yeah.
Like a cat in a box.
If it fits, it sits. For me, it's following that excitement. I'm a Manny Gen, if you know what human design is. And so it's just part of my makeup. I need to bounce to what lights me up and what excites me. And I often have many things on the go. And that's just the way it's the way it's meant to be.
Yeah, I'm a bit like that. Just got to try lots of different things and feel into it. And if it brings you joy, if it lights you up, that's the right way to go.
That's the one.
And if it doesn't, run away.
Yeah.
Run.
Yep.
Excellent.
Same with people. Be around people that light you up.
Absolutely.
That support you and, yeah, not anyone that drags you down.
Yes. Yeah, again, I am so blessed to be in the community of just general, generous, open souls, open-minded souls.
Yeah, like attracts like.
It does. It so does.
It so does. That's why I love you.
I love you too.
Yes.
And speaking of love, have you got any more songs for me?
I have. Yeah, let's see what we can find.
All right.
Oh,
Love Her Madly by The Doors. Seems to be a theme to this recording today. How bizarre.
Yeah, it's The Doors. My partner loves The Doors.
Yeah.
It's one of his favourite oldies. And, so that's perfectly apt.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So you're listening to Love Keris on Art FM, and I'm joined with Linda Northcott. And we've been having a little bit of chat about healing and just general self-awareness about having to do the healing as well. It's easy to get stuck in a rut and stuck in a hole.
Yeah.
But sometimes when you're in that deep, deep, dark home, you can't just climb out of it yourself. You sometimes need a little bit of help. And I've decided to start my healing journey again, because we never stop, do we?
No.
It's not a one and done situation.
Yeah, we're always changing, always growing, and it is asking for help and acknowledging, you know, that this is the way forward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I learned that when I was a child. I don't know if I've told you that story. About when I was a child and I went to a playground, and I was playing on a slide. Well, I hadn't got to the slide. I was standing by the side of a slide waiting for my turn, and the slide toppled over and landed on my legs as a 9-year-old child.
Oh.
Did I not tell you that one?
I don't know if you have.
Well, this was the time that I first seen spirit.
Ah.
In a physical sense, actually. It was the first and the last time in a physical sense. Because here I was. It was like a museum, and we just arrived. There was a bus trip of us, went for the day. My mum was on the bus, but she'd gone to find a cup of coffee, because, you know, a cup of tea, I should say.
Yes.
Because, you know, an hour on the bus is a long time to go for it without a cup of tea. So she went to find this cup of tea, and all the kids went over to the playground, and we were the last one off the bus, so we were the last ones at the playground. And I said to my friend, look, there's a slide over there. Let's go and play on that while we wait for this to clear up a little bit. And, yeah, so while I was standing by she was a faster runner than me. So by the time I got there, she was already climbing up the steps. And as she got to the top of the steps, the slide fell over and landed on my legs.
That's right. Yeah, I do remember this. Yes.
So I sent her to find help, because we could only lift the slide up just an inch or two, because we were only little.
Yeah.
And I managed to pull one leg out, realising that it was because it was broken and flexible.
Yeah.
So she went off to find the adults, and a ghost came out from the trees. I know he was a ghost, because when he was talking to me, his mouth wasn't moving.
Yeah, wow.
And he was dressed really weird. And I put that down to it being a museum and sometimes people dressed up. But when I asked him, was he a spirit? He nodded and smiled, and in my head I heard the words, yeah, well, you know. And he said, it's okay, you're going to be safe. The adults are coming, they're on their way. And he kept pointing towards the direction that my friend had run. And I turned around to say, well, you are here now, why can't you help me then? Again, he gave me that nod and that smile. And he walked around to the front of the slide and lifted the slide up enough for me to shuffle my butt back so I was no longer underneath the slide. Then he put the slide back down. He said, the adults are on the way. Look, there they are, right there. And he pointed. I turned my head. I couldn't see anybody. I could see dead people, but I couldn't see real people coming to help me.
Yeah.
And I turned back to look at him, and he'd gone.
Oh.
And I just seen his hand waving as he went back through the bush that he came in, yeah? And it was that point that I knew that the angels, they can stand by, they can watch, but they cannot help you unless you ask.
Yes, yeah.
So I'm a big, if you need help, ask for it.
I ask them all the time.
There's some people say, oh, you can't ask because they've got so many things on, they've got so many people to look after, you've got so much, so there's so much of that, but they're omnipresent.
They are, exactly, yeah. They can be anywhere.
A million different places in one.
And they love to help.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
I must admit, I still ask for car parks.
Yes, me too.
So it needn't be, like, you know, saving the planet type stuff. You know,
but we do. That's a natural progression, isn't it? Because when we need safety, we ask for safety, and for us to be safe in the world has to be safe.
Yeah.
So it's a general progression, sending that love out, so everybody within thought is safe and protected.
Yeah, I wish that was the case.
Yes.
Yeah. So we've been pulling some cards, Karen.
Well, we have. So I'm using my deck of cards, which is a peace of mind, healing, intuitive healing process. Yeah, and you were one of the first people in New Zealand that actually got a deck of my cards.
Yep.
And you regularly use them on your Friday flip.
I used to do a free card pull. I have a Facebook group called Energetic Bee, and every Friday we used to gather there. I did it for at least a year, and now it's just every now and again.
And I tell you what, I was back in the UK when you had your first deck of cards.
Yes, you're right.
And oh my God, I used to feel so chuffed. Chuffed is a Welsh word, maybe? Yeah, I don't know. No, so happy, ecstatic.
Yeah.
When I'd see you online, I'd join in because the 12 hours difference, it was perfect for me. And or sometimes it was 11, sometimes 13, but I'd always make time to come online because you were my connection, and to see my...
To see them being used,
To see them being used. And not only that, you could actually read them in the manner that they were meant to be read.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
You didn't need the book. The book is there. The book is there.
But they're so on point.
So I was so happy, and that gave me a lot of encouragement to carry on doing what I was doing and knowing that I was on the right path, because if you could understand the message that I was trying to convey, well, not me, my spirit, my guides, they give me all they give me all the knowledge. So I was just passing that on, and for you to be able to pick up that deck of cards give exactly the words that I would have said if I was in that position,
Very easy to read from, actually. They're a very cool deck to use in that situation.
Absolutely. Yep. So three cards have just popped out for today's energy, and no surprises. We've got too much, which is it's a feeling of overwhelm at times when you've got all the, you know, life's, it does happen, and we just got to go with the flow and combat it. But I was just telling Linda earlier on that I've got a lot of work on my plate, and I have been doing a lot, and the work I love, it brings me so much joy and peace that I can help others. But what it doesn't do is bring me time.
Yes.
And I'd come home, I wouldn't be exhausted after work. I'd be so full of energy and joy, but I'm still not sitting down till 8 or 9 o'clock, because as soon as I come home...
Yeah, well, you're a mum.
I'm a mum.
Yeah.
And I've got to do the dishes, and I've got to do the washing and all the towels and everything on top of that. And I'd come home and I'd like, now I've got to do the vacuum cleaning. Now I've got to do this. Now I've got to do that. And it can be really overwhelming.
Yeah, especially when you've got a little man that wants attention.
Absolutely, because I've got to do that as well.
Yeah.
So it's not until he is literally sleeping in bed that I get me time.
Yeah.
And I ain't going to do all that in me time.
Yeah, so no, it'd be nice to give yourself back a day.
Absolutely. And the second card that came out is progress. Never underestimate how far you've come, or never underestimate how far you're going to go.
This is a
two-way street, because unless you look back to see how far you've come from point A to point B, who says point C is going to be out of the question?
Yeah, I love how that card's a number 8 too.
Yeah.
The infinity.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love, love, love the infinity symbol.
And I never put these cards in a direct order. It was number 1 is the card I finished first. Number 2 is the card I finished second.
Wow.
That is how these cards are numbered.
Very cool. So that is just absolutely destined by spirit to be number 8. Yeah.
Never underestimate how far you've come, and never underestimate how far you've yet to travel, because nothing is impossible. The word himself, I'm possible.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the third card that jumped out is called the contract. And this is the card itself, it's saying that when the card was written, you know, or when the contract was written, I should say, everything was perfect. Everything was in place. The tower hadn't fallen, yeah?
Yeah.
The birds were still singing in the trees and happy and laughter. Yes. And it was a beautiful, joyous occasion, yeah? But also, you have to go through the process a couple of years later, you know, down the line. If at any point that contract does not sit well anymore, it's okay to renegotiate.
Yes. Yeah. And we've had contracts through many lifetimes, especially years ago, or that are no longer applicable, but we're still held by them.
Yes.
So it's quite a cool thing to even just say, I hereby denounce, you know, totally make void any contract, oaths and fealty that I have done through other lifetimes that are no longer serving me. I let them go.
Absolutely. And in my situation, I've made the decision to cut back on my physical job. Although I love it, I need to take that time back for myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not that I don't love the job, it's not that I can't do it, but I cannot squeeze in more time unless I take time from somewhere else.
And that's self-love. That's
absolutely
beautiful. Yeah. Very cool. Oh, I love those cards.
So that's my three cards for today.
Well, I just pulled one, and I am using the Inner Temple Oracle deck by Rebecca Campbell. And it's so funny, because today we've been focusing on healing. And the card that I pulled out is called Chamber of Healing. You know,
can't make it up, man, can you?
Yeah, everyone can pull cards.
Yeah.
Oracle cards are just canny. They are so canny. And you just, so I'll read a little bit if we've got time out of this book. Healing is always happening, for to heal is to change. And you're always changing, always returning to wholeness. And yet, you know, I'm adding a bit of Lindaism in here.
Yeah.
But that, you know, change is often uncomfortable, can be a little bit scary, but it's necessary, honey.
It totally
is.
It's
always necessary. Wholeness isn't a static state, as we're always growing and transforming. It's nature's way, and you're part of nature. We are so part of nature. When this card appears, it's acknowledging that you're in a deeper stage of healing, and it's okay to ask for help and to slow down to let healing happen. This card comes with a tender message to trust your innate ability to heal through the changing seasons of your life. To stop seeing yourself as broken or to think of healing as something you need to do before you truly live. For to heal is to change, evolve, and grow. Healing can be a slow, steady process. It's complex, not linear. It takes as long as it takes. However, all things in nature, there's a mysterious intelligence to it. So like all things in nature, as we trust it and let the once vibrant petals fall to the earth, so like in autumn, you know, when the tree loses all the leaves.
Yeah.
And cut back what's no longer thriving, and we get out there and we chop out the deadwood. and protect the buds from being pried open too early, we too may find ourselves in a second bloom, and fruit and will follow. If you don't see yourself as unhealed or broken, what would you do? If you didn't see yourself as unhealed or broken, how would you live your life? If you didn't see yourself as unhealed or broken, what decisions would you make? And it's that sometimes it's so easy to be in that victim mode.
Oh, yeah.
And to keep repeating the same story. And each time, if you've had something happen to you and you're in that little rut and you keep repeating to others what's going on, you know, this old story that's not the now, it was yesterday, but you keep speaking into it.
Yeah.
Then you keep implanting that into your very now. You keep reinforcing it as your experience. So, yeah, every breath is new. Every day is a new day. And so, yeah, you've got to be very conscious of doing that. So the last little segment of the book here is, how are you being called to prioritise your healing? What healing are you ready to receive right now? What support are you ready to call in? Ask your heart, your mind and your body to reveal what's most helpful to you and call it in. Mm-hmm. And it might just be hang out in nature. It might be lying on the grass with the sun on your face. It might be dancing to your favourite tune. Yeah.
That's perfect.
Yeah, so way cool. Yeah. Thank you so much for today.
Oh, thank you.
I love hanging out with you.
Oh, we don't need an excuse to hang out.
I know. But sometimes you've just got to make it happen, don't you? Because like you say, you get so busy being busy.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
And I got to be honest, this whole show is for purely selfish reasons, because then I get to hang out with all my friends.
That's right. Yeah, beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
So we're nearly at the end of the show, so we've got one little space for one more song. What are we going to put in this one, then?
Okie dokie. Cool. Well, we're going to bring in Fleetwood Mac and the gorgeous song Landslide, which I used to use in my breathwork when I was doing breathwork for people, and it's right at the end.
Mm.
And it is such a beautiful song of changes and trust and crumbling and then rebuilding.
Yeah. This song is really powerful, and I'm the car karaoke queen, I am. You don't see me singing out in public, but not even in the shower anymore. It's got to be in the car. Yeah. And, yeah, I travel so many places, seen so many spaces, but the one thing that you can never run away from is yourself. And you have to put that healing in, the power. The power behind this song is all about stepping up and standing out.
Empowerment to women that have found themselves alone and have chosen themselves.
Yeah.
Even, you know, they really have chosen themselves. Yeah. Yeah.
I love this. Let's go.
I took my love, took it down. Climbed a mountain and I turned around, and I saw my reflection in snow-covered hills, till the landslide brought me down. Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love? Can the child within my heart rise above? Can I sail changing ocean tides? Can I handle the seasons of my life? Mm-hmm. Well, I've been afraid of changing, 'cause I've built my life around did my love take it down. Climb a mountain and turn around. And if you see my reflection in the snow-covered hills, well, the landslide will bring you down. And if you see my reflection
she can't help but sing along to that one.
Oh, my God, no. So the car karaoke queen comes again. And, yes, with that, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to cut this show on this, on its whatever. It's time to finish up and say goodbyes and...
Okie dokie. Thank you so much. You know, everyone that's listened and... And I hope, you know, you've taken something away. And if you ever desire to work with me, I would love, 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 love to see you. I've got a gorgeous little studio in the bush in Fitzroy.
It's beautiful.
Full of bird song. And so you can find me, just Google Linda Northcott. I'm everywhere. So just it's just Linda with a Y and Northcott. So it's Linda Northcott Love Heals, but I'm on Google and I've got a website and bits and pieces. So I would absolutely adore to see you.
And as always, you can find me on lovecaris.com. And again, you say the website is still a work in progress, but I have all my details on there if you'd like to contact me. Or I am most prevalently... active on Facebook, so you can find Love Keris, the page, and I will definitely be tagging the lovely Linda on all the things.
And did you know that we are recording this? Am I allowed to put that up?
Yeah.
Okay, we're recording this on 11/11, so it's just meant to be.
Absolutely.
Yay. So feel those vibes.
Absolutely. So I hope you all have an amazing day, what's left of it. And, yeah, just remember that all these shows go on podcast. If you've got Apple, you can find Love Keris on that. And also the podcast on Art FM, Access Radio Taranaki. And, yeah, let me know what you think. I'd love to have some feedback from you. And my doors are always open. If there's anybody out there that would like to come and have a chat with me, tell me about what they do. It doesn't matter if we've met or not. I'm always happy.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, man.
Great fun.
It's great to get to know new people. And this is what I love about this. The universe has provided this space. And my intentions behind doing this show, it's not all about me. It's not all about you.
No.
It's all about us.
Yeah, and it's you know, the love just radiates.
I love it too.
Feel it.
Yeah. So, yeah, have an amazing day, and we shall catch up with you next week.
Mwah.
Love you.
Much love.
Thanks for listening to this episode. For more information and others just like this, head along to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.